Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody doing? How is everybody doing on this Friday? Of course, it is Freedom Friday on the show, and basically what that means, I've been telling everybody on social media, you send me a lot of different topics, we can talk about anything and everything on this show. For my entrepreneurs that have been letting me know what they want to talk about, everyday people, I've been getting a lot of different requests, and we'll go through those things and we'll pick different topics. Also, if you let me know about any upcoming events, we'll talk about those events on this show. You can call in. Once again, also let you know you can call in, and we'll talk about any and everything on this particular show. What we're going to talk about, the main thing, one of the things that came up really a lot is people wanted to talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness is a big thing. Some people don't really get to understand forgiveness or have a misconception about forgiveness. So on today, we will talk about forgiveness. One of the things I wanted to start with when you think about forgiveness is that you want to start with self-forgiveness. We are all works in progress. Every single last one of us are works in progress. I am a work in progress. As long as I'm living, breathing, I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to learn. I'm going to get better. I'm going to say things people will not like. I'm going to do things people are not going to like. I'm going to make mistakes and fall down and get back up. So that goes for everybody. And at times in our lives, when we make mistakes, when we say things out of pocket, when we hurt people, we got to learn not to be so hard on ourselves. I know for myself, I can be my worst critic in life and in general sometimes. But sometimes we got to, you know, get away from that, get away from the ego and learn to forgive ourselves, you know, especially when you've made changes in your life and you're striving to go to that next level in your life. So definitely start with forgiving yourself. Man, I made a mistake. And I'm moving forward. Also, you can reach out to that person or that group or whoever and offer an apology. Sometimes your apology will be accepted. Sometimes your apology will not. But, you know, you got to have that courage. And if you know you did something wrong, you know, sometimes people may feel a certain way about what you're doing. You're not aware of that. In those situations, you cannot help, you know, so you just got to keep, you know, moving and just really deal with the self-forgiveness. But when you know that someone has been harmed or you've hurt someone, you know, definitely try to offer that apology to them. Forgive yourself. Ask the Most High to forgive you for the mistakes that you have, and definitely want to learn from those. That's a big piece of it. A lot of times people continue to beat themselves down for things that they've done in the past and never get to that first step, which is, you know, self-forgiveness and asking God to forgive them. So the second step, or the second piece of it, when I start thinking about forgiveness and the people I've talked to about forgiveness, comes when you're going to forgive the other person, you know, or someone's coming to you for an apology, you accept it, but also in your heart, you want to forgive someone for something they did. They've betrayed you. They've hurt you. They've said things that have offended you, or even they've told lies on you. Whatever the situation is, it can be a lot of different situations. And now this piece of it, you know, it's time for you to forgive that person. A lot of people assume that by forgiving that other person, that you're letting them off the hook for that behavior. And that's just not the case. You know, what they did, you know it wasn't right. You're not letting them off the hook for that behavior. Of course, what they did, you know, as I said, it's just not right, and you understand that. And when you forgive someone else, it's not really so much for that person. You know, you think that when you forgive them, you know, if I forgive them, you know, I'm letting them off the hook and everything is what it is. But ultimately, when you forgive that other person, it's for you. It definitely falls in line with the message today. It's freedom for you. You're not bogged down with that hurt. You're not bogged down with that anger. You're not living in the past anymore. You free yourself up for the greatness of the present moment, the greatness of the future. So you don't have to worry about when you see that person, you don't have to have that anxiety, those feelings of hurt and pain and distrust. You can always have your awareness up and looking around and finding out what's going on, but you can live in the moment. So that second piece of forgiveness is so critical. You know, you definitely got to forgive yourself for your mistakes and keep it moving. But that second piece of it, if someone's done you wrong today, if you can get a hold of them, or even if you can't, put it in your heart, put it in your mind, put it in your spirit to forgive that person for whatever they said, whatever they did or did not do. A lot of times we get upset with people because expectations that we have on how they should act a certain way, or they should have said a certain thing or not said it. And a lot of times people don't even know the expectations that we have on them. But either way, take some time today. Go to that quiet place. Pray, meditate, do whatever sets your heart at ease, and forgive that person, because that's going to set you free. Free from the past and the hurt and the things, so you can really live in this moment and enjoy life, because really and truly, that's all we have is this moment. So that's the main things that I'm talking about today on Freedom Friday. It's about forgiveness. First of all, forgiving yourself for the past mistakes, striving to do better, and if you have an opportunity, offering that apology. Part two of that, if someone's harmed you, done you wrong in your mind, you know it, forgive that person. Live in the moment. Be free today on Freedom Fridays. I didn't get any real requests about any upcoming events. I know we have some events coming up in May. I'm going to give you guys more information and details on that. And as I stated, definitely keep sending me your requests for next week's Freedom Fridays. Any and every topic we can talk about, definitely call into the show, and we can talk about, you know, like I said, a variety of topics. This show, Friday show, Freedom Friday, is for the people. It is for you, my listeners. I really appreciate you guys supporting me. I want to continue to support you. And speaking of support, my team is here for you in every area of your life to take you to that next level. You can always look us up on the website, www.successfully.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Successfully. Once again, I thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen to me. Hope I gave you something of value. You can share it, pass it along, and I really appreciate you. Have a blessed and awesome weekend. I will see you guys on the next installment of Weekday Wisdom. Of course, my name is Tariq A. Lee. I am blessed by the best, and so are you. Peace.